Architect Chen Dapeng is also an artist who's designed a few landmark constructions in China, including the Museum of the Yungang Grottoes near the city of Datong in the province of Shanxi, and the Xi'an Contemporary Art Museum in Shanxi province. The new art museum in the Beijing Zoo is also his brainchild.
Art gives a link to closer ties between humans and animals. Thus, we set up our goal and ambition to join hands with the Beijing Zoo in transforming part of its lion and tiger enclosure into a public art space, which is not only devoted to exhibiting animals or art alone, but a type of new era relationships between the human and animal.The new museum is free of charge for visitors. I hope this museum may serve as a good example in the city of Beijing in terms of innovatively plunging art into the life of ordinary citizens.
The lion and tiger enclosure of the Beijing Zoo, which just underwent reconstruction, now occupies over a 320 square meter space, with each tiger accommodated to a 40 square meter enclosure.Visitors may feel better as they view animals via glass barricade compared to their previous experiences of watching it behind an eye fence. Statistics from the Beijing Tourism Authorities show the Beijing Zoo is estimated to receive more than 80,000 visits per day during the holiday seasons. A crowded zoo may not be a perfect tourist destination.So, a passionate art collector from Russia, Vic Simov, conceived of a better way to accommodate travelers.
It is a global challenge that from one side, museums need more visitors. From another side, physical place is a bottleneck for visiting. For example, in Beijing Zoo, I found that it's about 100,000 visitors per day. And now,zoo authorities thinking about how to rebuild, make wider space for accepting more visitors. So one of potential answers on that problems or questions is giving digital access. So if you don't have enough time or you are living far, it is not a hurdle for visiting Beijing Zoo because you can visit it through website.The same for all that art institutions.
Vic Simov's business expertise is extensive. He's the founder of UK Creative Ideas Limited, a company which holds a diversified portfolio of assets across construction, information technology, art, and internet. In December 2016, Vic Simov and his team launched .art, a new exclusive domain for the art world,with the goal to unite the art world and the digital world and establishing a global platform for all things art-related. Knowing the Beijing Zoo has the plan to open a museum, Vic Simov soon decided to help them build a website at beijingzoo.art free of charge. This must-see attraction in Beijing, together with its museum, will allow visitors to navigate the online world of animal art.To celebrate the launch of this museum, an exhibition is planned to open at the end of June. Qi Xiaofei is the curator.
We extended invitations to the artists who have an interest in designing animal-related artworks. They are basically young, influential artists in China, and they created sculptures, canvas works, and installation works. I think the cultural exchanges are necessary, so that's something for sure to invite international artists to join our exhibitions thereafter.
包括在这种形式上来说，我感觉不仅仅是一个地域性来说的这样的一个趋势，而是一个就是国际化或者说整个世界都在往这个方向去转变啊，所以这个一定的。
As art and tech have become more intertwined, the Beijing Zoo's fame is expected to further prosper and excite citizens far and wide, and provides a link for the international artistic communities to share experiences and expertise. For CRI, I'm Xu Fei.